Welcome to Soundtrack, where we bring you conversations with the people who are shaping the future of business. I'm your host, Andrea Ray, and I'm the President CEO at the Tacoma Pierce County Chamber. Today, we're diving into a story of grit, healing, and redemption. Gregory Marks is with me today, a filmmaker, nonprofit founder, and someone whose journey from personal hardship to community impact is as cinematic as the film he created. His debut feature, Westbrook, A Wrestler Story, is more than just a movie. It's a love letter to underdogs, mentorship, and the unbreakable spirit of the South Sound.
This episode is proudly sponsored by Premera Blue Cross, a not-for-profit with a mission to make healthcare work better. As Washington's hometown health plan, Premera is dedicated to providing its members with access to high-quality healthcare that fits their needs. Through its commitment to supporting local initiatives and fostering innovation, Premera helps ensure we can continue bringing you the inspiring stories that drive the South Sound forward. Premera Blue Cross, always in your corner. Live1045.com is Tacoma's classic rock, featuring music, news, and views from the South Sound. Check out your new radio station. On your phone, go to live1045.com.
Greg, welcome.
Hello.
Thank you so much for being here this afternoon. So grateful to have you.
Thanks for having me.
I have a couple questions for you and just excited to dive right in, if that works.
Yes, perfect.
I would like to just start with your journey. What brought you to this moment? Again, you are the writer, the producer, the director for Westbrook. Maybe we start at the beginning. What started you on this path?
I was born and raised in Tacoma, and this is my fourth film, and they've all been shot in Tacoma. I decided to go bigger and do a feature film.
So it's not, so that's your debut feature, but yes. Not your debut film.
No.
Gotcha. Perfect. No. I love it.
And so the movie that I actually wanted to make would be really expensive, so I was looking for something else to make, and I can relate to wrestling, and I decided to make a wrestling movie.
I love it. So good. Maybe why the story? Why now?
I feel like we need to get back to family and community. Mm-hmm. And in this film, it's all about the community and family and certain things that go on, life, death, taking chances, moving on. A lot of different facets are in this movie that I think are relatable. And I also wanted to bring back the family part of film, where you can take your little ones and the adults, but still have a good time and enjoy a movie.
I love it. That's so great. I love going to the movies at, with my son. He's 15. And sometimes it is kind of hard, to find, what are those movies that, we can all enjoy together. So I really appreciate that, in that sense, and, centering of family. So I thank you. And again, talking about family, talking about grit and resilience, the film is deeply personal. Can you show a little bit about how your, personal journey and you specifically kind of are reflected in the film? How is your life also kind of mirrored or reflected on screen?
You have to forgive me if I get a little emotional. In Tacoma, I had a 20-year addiction, and I overcame that and turned my life around, went to college, and started working, got a really good job, started acting and making films. But it was important to me to show people that you can go from nothing to something if you believe in yourself. And if you work hard enough, you can get there. In 85, of course, the crack epidemic started, and I got caught up in that. But the main thing that stands out is my dad, because we would eat dinner at the same table, all of us. We had to be home at a certain time and eat. And I was not a good kid. I was getting a lot of trouble. But at the time of my addiction, my dad never turned me down, or he wouldn't give me money or anything. But he would always say, Greg, one of these days you're going to do better. You're not stupid. You're smart. You'll figure this out. On the day that I decided to quit, he had me call a treatment center. I called them, told them I was homeless, had no money, and told them the whole story. And they said, well, it's $500 to get in. Mm. And I was like, oh, I don't have that. So I called my dad back. I said, Dad, they want $500 to get in. He said, well, son, what are you going to do? I said, well, I was hoping I could borrow the $500 from you. He said, Greg, I've known you longer than anybody on this earth. I have $500 and I could give it to you. But if I did, I'd be doing you a disservice. When you're out there chasing women, drinking and doing all your stuff, you found a way, right? So if you want to get clean, you really want to do it, you'll find a way. And he hung the phone up on me. After that, the phone rang again. This is back before cell phones were big.
Right.
The phone rings and the guy says, Greg, I said, yes. He said, I heard something in your voice. I think there's something special about you. If you can get here in 2 hours, I'll let you in for free.
The treatment center called you back.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And so I went there and just started working through the process. And one of the things that stood out to me is it was a pastor. I said, how can people say relapse is part of recovery? Mm-hmm. And he asked me, have you ever heard the story about the bumblebee, which is in the movie? He said, the bumblebee's body was so big and his wings were so small that in theory, he wasn't supposed to fly. But the bumblebee didn't know that. All you need to do, Greg, is fly. And I never relapsed. I have 22 years right now, clean sober.
That's amazing. Congratulations. That's truly amazing. That's that unconditional, you know, love of your father and that support. Sometimes we know ourselves, but we can forget who we are. And we have those people in our lives that can, you know, remind us. That's amazing.
Yeah. So that's why family is important to me.
Yeah.
For these kids. With the wrestling, I watch all these parents. They'll work a job, then they'll go do Uber Eats to get money to help pay for the wrestling. It's really family orientated wrestling. And the metaphor of wrestling with life is similar to actually wrestling to me. So that's what really attracted me to this whole thing. And I wrestled in high school.
And wrestling, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think girls high school wrestling is one of the fastest growing sports in America, and boys participation is also on the rise. And so it's a perfect, you know, time to, again, have that metaphor, but also be able to, you know, capitalize on, you know, what's just happening with youth sports.
Yeah, 60% girls wrestling has grown in the last year.
That's amazing.
There's 300,000 high school boy wrestlers in the United States.
Wow. That's amazing. Want to talk a little bit about the characters in the film, right? So there's a female lead and there's a young, you know, male character. You know, both are, you know, kind of, you know, wrestling with some, you know, some really intense issues, you know, grief kind of being, you know, one of them. What did you want to explore, you know, with and through the characters in the film?
Again, resilience.
Yeah, right? that grit, which is, yes. Again, I think you talked a little bit about, like, you know, Tacoma is the backdrop. You know, it's also, again, it's a love letter to the underdog. I also feel like it's a love letter to the city and the people of Tacoma.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We highlight some of the most beautiful areas in Tacoma. But with Adrian, he is a four-time state champion, and he just got an academic award, and he's an All-American. Kamaya, same thing with her, won the Brady 64, which is one of the biggest girls tournaments in the state of Washington for her weight class. They inspired me because of how hard they work and how good of kids they are, because they could be out doing anything right now, right?
Right.
But they're dedicated to wrestling and want to go to college for wrestling. And I just think that just made me feel like, okay, well, I can't just go half-heartedly with this movie. I really need to put my 100% in to make sure that I make the best movie that represents wrestling that there is.
Yeah. I mean, and wrestling does, you know, brings in its action, its humor, its heartbreak. It's a lot of, you know, walking and going back and forth across those emotional lines.
Yes.
That's amazing.
For sure.
And I appreciate you talked a little bit about, you know, kind of bringing in, you know, real wrestlers and, you know, voices, you know, from the wrestling community and from the sports community into the film. Can you talk a little bit why it was important to bring in, you know, those real voices? You know, why was that so important to talk to, you know, people really experiencing the sport rather than, you know, people that are just, you know, could maybe talk about it?
Yeah. So I watched, there's been about 14 fictional wrestling movies that are out. I watched every single one of them.
Nice.
One of the major ones is Vision Quest, which was made in 1985. And after watching all of these, they were wrestling movies, but I don't think that they were true to the wrestling community, so to speak.
Gotcha.
And the wrestling was staged, most of them.
Mm.
So in this movie, we catered the script around how they wrestled. So they were really wrestling.
Okay.
And then with the commentating by Shane Sparks and Chael Sonnen, which they both commentate, Chael for ESPN and Shane for Big Ten. They're like the voices, right?
Right, the voice of wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they called the wrestling live, and then we made it fit to what they were doing.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, so it was very interesting. And they really wrestled. I mean, I made them wrestle for 3 minutes.
Okay.
I said, don't play around. And so there's a scene where Kamaya, kind of give it a little bit away, but it's okay. Kamaya wrestles a boy. And the guy was like, I don't want to. I said, man, wrestle her. I know how good she is. So you really need to be careful because she's not buff and she just doesn't look like a wrestler, but she's really good. And they got to wrestling and it got real. And we got that on camera with all the calls and everything. We had real referees from Washington State. So it was very realistic. And I think that's a big part of that.
Well, that authenticity that you're bringing to the film, right? You know, that grit, that drive is not just, you know, a rehearsed grit and drive, but it's the real representation of what it means to be in the arena, right?
Yeah.
I love it. What was the most challenging part of the film challenging part of making the film, right? Okay. Talked a little bit about, there's definitely character challenges. Everybody's going through something, right? But you know, the actual physical, you know, production, producing it, you know, what were some of the most challenging parts?
I mean, honestly, filming it wasn't that challenging. The most challenging part is just funding, right?
Sure.
That's anything,
yeah.
Right? But I mean, it was just the kind of spirit of everybody was working together. I wanted to make sure that everybody had fun because a lot of them have never even acted before or been on set before.
Right.
And I prepared some of the main actors. I sent them to class, acting class. It was just really fun. Didn't feel challenging, which I'm sure it was. I mean, we had 9 cameras at one time and 5 at another time. And I have all these monitors around me that I'm trying to watch. But that's what I love and that's my passion. So it was more fun than challenging, I guess. Even the casting, I didn't even write anything until I found the wrestlers that I wanted. So I was going to all these tournaments and all these high schools, and I was watching kids for their personality and how they wrestled. Mm. And then I asked their parents, hey, did they ever think about being in a movie? And then I would talk to them, get to know their personality. So I wrote the script kind of geared toward who they were to make it easier. Even the coaches and stuff, there's some coaches in there. From Sizes High School, Jake Ferris plays one of the coaches. I mean, it's just, they're all wrestlers.
Right.
All of them.
Right. That's amazing. Yeah. That's so amazing. I guess you talked a little bit about that, you know, so again, challenges, you know, fundraising, you know, like, you know, always, it's hard, you know, being a creative entrepreneur. It's hard being an entrepreneur, you know, period. You know, we know that, you know, here at the chamber, so much of the work that we do to support our small businesses, it's tough. And you talked about some of the things that were really rewarding, you know, working with the wrestlers, you know, working within community. What else was really rewarding about the process?
It's not because I live here.
Yeah.
But the permitting process.
Okay.
And all the people in the community that knew we were, it was like a big thing. Everybody jumped in. Food. It didn't matter. Food, clothing, rides. I mean,
people all pitched that. In.
Yes. And it was just, you know, volunteering to feed the kids. Man, there's 24 kids, wrestlers, and they eat like beasts.
Right. You know, so. Teenagers eat a lot.
Yeah. And it wasn't cheap feeding. We, on our big day when we had all the celebrities and all the people in the stands, it was about $2,200 just for lunch.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, so, and that's not including the crew because we already knew you know, we were just snacking and working.
Right.
It was really fun. And the city really, and it's just so beautiful, man.
Yeah.
People don't know. Tacoma's so beautiful.
It's the most beautiful city in the world.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it really is in so many ways, from, you know, mountain to sound, right? Yeah.
It's
spectacular.
That.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's good. Well, and we show up for each other too, right? And I think that's the other piece we talk a lot about. It's just, we're so strong together, and how we consistently show up for each other, whatever, you know, might be happening that we need to do. I appreciate that. It's good to highlight. I guess, you know, what's next for Westbrook? Are you kind of doing the festival circuit, you know, kind of thinking about distribution? I'm going to, you know, be able to buy a ticket at the, you know, movie theater soon. What's
your
next?
Your money's no good for tickets.
Well, thanks.
You're already here. I appreciate it. We're actually having an audience screening.
Oh, good.
Just for certain people like yourself, yeah, and coaches and investors to come and watch it first before we actually lock the picture.
Gotcha.
To kind of give your input. But
maybe you could tell people, like, what does that mean to lock the picture?
When the picture's locked, that means we don't change
anything. No more edits.
Exactly. Because we have to color, add the music, which we've already been working on an original score. We have some amazing artists working on this that are local. I wrote a song on accident, and the girl's voice that sings it just makes me look like I'm a genius. But as far as distribution and all that, so for me personally, I've gotten about $100,000 in investments.
Okay.
And I didn't want to go to festivals and do all that because I want to pay the investors back as soon as possible. Once we pay the investors back, then I can move on to either distribution or whatever we're going to do. But it's just like anything else. When something becomes popular, which I'm hoping happens in Tacoma with the community, when something becomes popular, we kind of control the narrative and they'll come to us. Mm-hmm. You know, Netflix or whoever, Pureflix. I'm not sure what's going to happen. Angel Studios. But we have a plan.
Yeah.
So I have also written a pilot for a TV series that I'm trying to get in Tacoma. So if we get a TV series in Tacoma, that means revenue for Tacoma, exposure for Tacoma. I mean, from hotels to food to everything, you know, because you get a whole crew shooting for 3 months, a TV series here. That's a big deal.
It's a huge deal. I know we every year do a conference that we call our Aspire Inner City Leadership Conference. And we go to another community that is, you know, maybe a little bit, you know, further ahead of where we are, so we can, you know, beg, borrow, steal, copy, paste, you know, what they have that's working, you know, here at home. And we went to New Mexico specifically to talk about, you know, how do we encourage more of the creative economy here, filmmaking, you know, producing, even, you know, post-production, you know, work. And it is amazing, you know, what the creative economy and the film industry has done for the state of New Mexico, for Albuquerque, for Santa Fe, and being able to think of, you know, bringing just a little piece of that to help support our creative entrepreneurs and our artists, you know, here at home is pretty phenomenal. So thank you so much for, as you're kind of thinking about what's next, you're not just thinking about you, Gregory, which is amazing, but you're also thinking about the rest of the, you know, creative economy and the local economy here at home in Tacoma. So
yeah,
appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Something that's important to me, and as I drive around and I see people on the streets, homeless people, I look at them and I feel like they feel like they don't have any hope, right? I know what that feels like, to not have hope or think that I'm never going to make it, but that's not true. So I hope that my voice and what has happened in my life and what I'm about to do in Tacoma will help encourage them and let them see that there's more to life than what's happening right now. Because it's not about money or all the fancy stuff, houses. It's about, how is your health? How is your mental health? How are you living? Are you comfortable? Can you get a job? You know, are you able to eat? These are the things that really resonate with me. And that's why it's not about me. What I'm doing is to try to help other people get out of situations like I was in.
Right. To be the bumblebee.
There you go.
Yeah. That's 100%.
I like how you did that.
Again, I appreciate the conversation. I appreciate the reminder that, you know, we are so much more than who we are on our worst days. And when we are here in the city of destiny, you know, Grit City, that reminder that, you know, grit really is resilience. And destiny, it's ours. It's what we make. Mm-hmm. It's what we own. And to really, you know, focus in on that. So that's amazing. There's always a way back to ourselves.
Yeah.
So thank you. Your story is amazing. Your personal story, you know, your film is amazing. And it does. It starts with, you know, believing in others and believing in yourself. You can find Westbrook, A Wrestler's Story, on YouTube. Greg, thank you so much for being here today and for bringing this story to life. I have a feeling we're going to talk to you many more times in the future about, you know, not just Westbrook, but kind of, you know, what happens next. But appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Can I give a last word?
Oh, please. Yes, absolutely. Last word goes to you.
I would not be where I'm at, and I would not be able to do what I'm doing without the cast, the crew, the city of Tacoma, Silas High School, Mount Homeless High School, the principals, the coaches, the parent, you, and you too, man.
shout out to Raph, our producer for our podcast. Yeah.
It would not be possible to do by myself. This is a community thing. This is all of us. And if you see somebody out there that you feel might need a kind word, just give them that kind word. I mean, it makes a difference. Trust me.
Thank you. Awesome. Gregory Marks, appreciate you being here today. Westbrook, a wrestler's story. It's a good thing. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you to our listeners for listening to Soundtrack, where we explore the heartbeat of the South Sound. We hope you enjoyed today's discussion, and if so, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your friends. Keep tuning in for more insightful conversations that keep you on the right track with all the movers and shakers who are helping to shape our region.